Yeah.
Okay. I'm with Cecile from the tourist office here in St. Paul. It's an extraordinary ancient town on the top of a hill. We're standing on the ramparts here. But the thing that draws people here, and in their droves, because this is a town that draws some 1 million tourists a year, is that right?
That's right.
Is its artistic connotations, isn't it? It's been the home of artists from day one, pretty much.
Yeah, that's right. So we can say that the main and well-known artist might be Marc Chagall, which has lived for now, we can say, 80 years. Huh? 18 years, but not in the village, just beside of it, right? And he is buried in the village, the cemetery of this village. Beside Marc Chagall, we can say that we have seen very often here in the Colombe d'Or, Pablo Picasso, for instance, Georges Braque, Giacometti, with the Mac Foundation just close by, so a very interesting artistic life, yeah.
Very much the home of Impressionists. And yeah. then the whole artistic core has centred here in St. Paul over the years since then. So we've, for example, during the course of the war, there was a very busy period here with artists from all over gathering here in St. Paul.
Yeah, that's right. The region has been blessed for that also. So the different artists were looking for a peaceful place and also having the opportunity to have infrastructure. So as the studio in Nice, for instance, La Victorine, they were looking for those places. And also peaceful places as villages or little town around St. Paul where they could gather. That's right.
We're standing here just opposite the Colombe d'Or, very famous hotel. Again, that was very much the home of artists and continues to be so today. We find that during the Cannes Film Festival, for example, there are artists and filmmakers and people turning up here all the time.
That's right. The Film Festival of Cannes is probably the peak. So the time to see a lot of artists coming here. And the Colombe d'Or is very often the place where they like also to meet each other, but they want also to mix with ordinary people, so the Colombe d'Or is a very extraordinary place still with the same charm and the same way as it used to be. So this is what people are looking for. They might be artists or ordinary people, they look for a special place, and it is.
So this whole village, this whole town is not really a museum. It is still active, it still has a purpose.
It is active, that's right. Actually, you can see during the year a lot of events organized by the tourist office, which is in charge of that. So the cultural life is not only about the people, the famous people, but also for the people of St. Paul, the Saint-Paulois.
And it's somewhere, as we say, that draws tourists, because it must be one of the most picturesque towns in the south of France. It is stunning, isn't it? People love it.
Yeah, people love it because you have everything. You have from the past till nowadays. You have known people. You have also known artists, but also a cultural life, which is very intense. You have a lot of art galleries, and you have all those funny and very lovely people we have in the south of France. Generally, very noisy people, but we like that kind of life right here. It's a very pleasant place, yeah.